Timothy Freke's book, The Gospel of the Second Coming, is a reworking of the well-known stories from the Bible. So if we know them all already, why bother telling them again?
The Gospel of the Second Coming is a work of satire, so it's very serious, but it's very funny. And it gives us the chance to bring Jesus back and let him put right all the mistakes that have arisen since last time. So Jesus himself can explain the real history of Christianity and the real meaning of Christianity. And by some strange coincidence, Chantal, his theories turn out to be very similar to my own.
And what are his theories exactly?
Well, Jesus' theory is that he doesn't really exist. He's of the opinion that really he's a kind of reworking of pagan mythology, that there were ancient pagan myths that had been around for hundreds, thousands of years, about a dying and resurrecting son of God, born of a virgin, walks on water, changes water into wine at a wedding, all the things you find in the Jesus story, 12 disciples, the lot. And that Jesus is another version of this figure who's ubiquitous in the ancient world. Each culture has its own version of this story. And the ancient world is in many ways like our own world. There's one language, Greek, just like English today. So people are communicating. And there's great trade, there's empires, of course. And that means that these different cultures are meeting each other, just like we are today, and having to come to terms with each other. So they're synthesizing. Now, people that we call Gnostics, means knowers, but mystics, if you like, spiritual people. People with open minds, that's really what they are. They're free thinkers, iconoclasts. These are the most likely people to be eclectics. They're drawing on this, a bit of this, a bit of this, just like they are today. And they're creating from it a new synthesis all the time. And the Jesus story, the original Jesus story, is exactly that. It's a synthesis of many, many different cultures, quite self-consciously brought together to create a new story. And we're doing the same thing. We're bringing together the old ideas of Jesus, but we're also throwing in a whole lot of new stuff. And the purpose for us, as for them, is to explore some very profound spiritual ideas. And that idea essentially is, look, it looks like we're all separate, but if we wake up to what we really are, there's one of us. And when you recognize that behind the separateness, there's one of us, there's one humanity, but also there's one planet, but there's one existence, everything is one on every level, then there's an experience of which the ancient Christians called agape. It's a big love, a big all-embracing love, because you care. Even your enemies, there's a sense of connection to the world, to the earth, to each other. Everything is connected. It's a very ancient and powerful idea, which we really, really need to wake up to today.
Now, this sounds very similar, of course, to the idea that new sort of quantum physics is coming up with as well. So we have a sort of like a scientific side to this whole idea of being one and not actually being separate. It sort of seems a bit strange that we've had this for so long and now we think it's something brand new.
Absolutely right. I mean, it's a very, very old idea. The problem is that this dream, if you like, of separateness, this story of separateness is very compelling and we get sucked into it. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a beautiful, beautiful dream. I love it to bits and our separateness is to be celebrated. But on its own, separateness leads to division, to selfishness, to hatred and to suffering. What we need is to be in a state which I think of like lucid dreaming, so that we're in the dream, but we're also conscious that it's a dream. And just like in a dream, you seem to be one thing, but really you're the dreamer, aren't you? You seem to be the person in the dream, but really you're the dreamer. This state of gnosis, which the Jesus story is all about, which our book, The Gospel of the Second Coming, explores very experientially, is like lucid dreaming, but now. You're not just this separate person you seem to be in the dream of life. You're also this one awareness within which everything's arising.
Now, were these ideas that were coming up sort of simultaneously and separately all over the ancient world? In other words, it wasn't because somebody was travelling and telling the stories, it was because they were developing separately. Or is it simply, do you think, there was kind of one story, somebody travelled around, told the stories, and that's how they got spread right across the ancient world?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. The experience of gnosis, of waking up, is a completely natural human phenomenon. Throughout history, in all times and all places, people have woken up and written about it. But the way they've written about it has been different. Once you see what they're really pointing to, you can see it's the same thing. Within the ancient world, I think there's also a huge amount of communication going on. So definitely the influences are passing between people. The Gnostics, for instance, many of them were initiates of the pagan mysteries. They called Jesus many-faced Attis. Attis is one of the pagan dying and resurrecting God-man. For them, Jesus is Attis. They call him the Shepherd of White Stars, which is a name for Osiris. So they're quite conscious that these are all the same story. They know the stories. It's a very connected world, the ancient world.
That's Timothy Freke. His book, The Gospel of the Second Coming, is published by Hay House.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.